Hey, it's JP Nurbin. You're listening to Culture Builders number 143, Mark Bennett's Power Questions for Team Reviews. If you haven't already, check out the Coaching Culture podcast, especially episodes 73, 75, 76, and 78, where Mark Bennett gives us so many incredible tools and systems to grow as a coach, to build our team culture. So much good stuff from our conversation that we decided to share also on the next 2 weeks of the Culture Builders podcast. So stay tuned in for that. Also, hop on over to thriveonchallenge.com and check out my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership. There's a hunk of tools in there to help you grow as a coach and build your team culture. Without further ado, here's Mark Bennett. You talk a lot about questions, using questions, and you've kind of given some great examples on that. Can you elaborate a little bit more on just on the power of using questions?
Well, this might seem a bit odd, but my aim, I see questions as transition to the goal. So the goal is that the coach doesn't have to ask any questions because the athletes have shown you the answer, then they review in detail the answer and reveal in detail the strategies. So I see the questions as a transition tool, or end up with a what if. So if you think about the perfect team of basketball, then the only two questions a coach would need to ask is, why have I called a timeout? And importantly, why have they called a timeout? And everything else the players will work out. Now, if we get to the game is the coach will not need to call a timeout. The opposition will call a timeout. So the only thing the coach would ever have to ask is, why have they called a timeout? Because he doesn't need his timeouts. So it's that level we want to get to. So to get there, we have to teach any player, athlete at any age how to self-review. So a basic experiential learning cycle. So I use the fundamentals of make a choice and commit to it. So there's no such thing as commit 200% or 110%. You commit 100%. That's it. So you just make a choice and commit. So if we're doing that, we can review. So the review is simple. What actually happened? What was the difference between what happened that you wanted to? And what would you change, if anything? It's a very, very simple experiential learning cycle. Now, within a few months, even young children will be doing this naturally live. They'll be just going, commit, right. This is what happened. This was the difference. Okay, I'm adjusting that. Or I'm nailing it. I'm awesome. I'm just going to keep doing the same thing because it's working. So it's that recognition difference. So then when we come in, we have a full review, or we have a conclude. So when we bring the players in, so if we had a big team, for example, rugby, American football, soccer, basketball, we split them up into groups predetermined in that phase of the session. So even if a basketball team, we could split them up into four groups, doesn't necessarily mean the two. So as you go timeout or review, they go into their groups. They have 20 seconds in their groups to review. And then you get them all in together in a semicircle around you, and then you nominate someone from each team to give you their conclusion. So if we're just asking the conclusion, we just want their answer. So remember, we've already designed what success is for the session. They already know the non-negotiables, so they've already got a framework to work from. So we're just listening to what's coming back. If we think they're waffling, so some players learn answers. So if you go, what was wrong there, which is a terrible question for a coach to ask because we're already set up, is asking a question, something's gone wrong. Often they'll go with coach, communication coach, because they've learned when coach asks that question, this is the answer he wants to hear. Then the coach goes, great, they've got it. No, they've just learned the answer. So if we think they're a learnt answer, we've got our two backup questions. Okay, what actually happened? Or what was the difference between what you happened and what you wanted to? Now, if they're waffling, they can't answer either of those questions. So they'll soon learn, whoa, I need to understand what's going on, because he may be reviewing something we did excellent and he wants us to recognize what we did well. It may not be an unacceptable. So traditionally what coaches do, they'll only discuss things, how can we improve or what went wrong. So what we've actually done is we've filtered now immediately the review process, because players are going to think, well, something's gone wrong. Coach has asked me a question, which is ridiculous if you think about it. So we need to be mindful of when something goes exceptionally well, we also need to do the reviews then as well. So that's kind of the whole review for the team. So when they come in for their 20 seconds and their groups and they come into us, we've got 40 seconds to get to the point and then they go away and show us. So that's a 60 second total. And we should be able to do it in that time. So it really stops coaches waffling. because we should be doing player first, player last. And what I mean by that is players should always go first on the reviews. Coach should only step in if they're a bit grey or he thinks they're waffling. You can ask that follow-through question, specific. Or actually, when did you recognise that? Okay, why didn't you do something about it? So what are you going to do now? Show me. So the player should be the one always ending. What are you going to do? They're telling you what they're going to do. Then you just push them out. What we often get, unfortunately, is coaches, and it's not their fault, it's just tradition. Whatever, they might ask a question, how did you feel, or you know, what was wrong with that? But really weird, odd questions. Then the players will kind of answer, but they know they don't really have to answer, because as soon as they finish talking, coach is going to talk for 2 minutes. And all you end up doing is you're getting coaches that feel, I need to say something, even though the players have told me what I want or not, I'm still needing to say something. And all you end up then is players that are now disengaged because they want to go and play the game, and now they're just listening to coach waffling. I mean, how often have you experienced that across your lives in coaching?
All right, that's it for today. Stay tuned into the Culture Builders podcast over the next 2 weeks. Mark Bennett will be back on, as well as check out the Coaching Culture podcast, the Culture Builders podcast, for those that are new. Typically, episodes do not last longer than 5 minutes. So just short, quick-hitting, practical tools to help you grow as a coach and build your culture. Hope to have you tuning in the future. Thank you.